Welcome to The Restaurant Marketer. I'm your host, Cody Jones, and I'm going to walk you through what it takes to get butts in the seats. So without further ado, here we go. Today, I interview Chef Derek with Firefly here in Panama City Beach. Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to follow me online at themado.com or on Instagram at the_real_Cody. And that's Cody with an I, C-O-D-I. All right, guys, let's go. All right, I'm here with Chef Derek today. I'm going to pass it over to him and let him introduce himself.
Hey, I'm Chef Derek Langford from Panama City Beach, Florida. Work at Firefly Restaurant. Been here for 4 years, and I'm originally from Athens, Georgia, or Winder, Georgia, rather. Not many people know where that's at, so I always say Athens because everybody knows where the dogs are. But I've been in Panama City Beach for 10 years, and this is my home now. It's not going anywhere. Love it, live it here. That's it.
All right. So how did you get your start in cooking? How did you become Chef Derek?
Well, my family owned restaurants as I grew up, and this is more small mom and pops kind of restaurants, fried chicken, meatloaf, Salisbury steak kind of thing. And I was always in the kitchen, but I always just was there, and it was just natural. There was no other job for me at the time. I started cooking as soon as I could, and I went away from the family restaurant, went into pizzerias and, you know, all the fast food things, and then realized, you know, I need to do something nicer and better than that. So I got out of the business for a little bit, maybe for like a year. I went to college and did that, and then I did automotive stuff, and I always just loved cooking.
Right.
So I got a job right outside of Atlanta, place called Chateau Alain as a bellman, because they wouldn't hire me in the kitchen. I just didn't have the right experience, so I wasn't refined enough for them. And as a bellman, I always snuck down in the kitchen, like, you know, show me what's going on. And the chefs kind of just took me in and showed me different things. And then finally, executive chef, he's like, you know what, you can come in here, work for free. He's like, I'll teach you whatever I know. And then I quit my bellman job and just worked for free for a little bit until they saw that I could actually cook. And then, okay. So then they started paying me minimum wage, and then I just learned everything. And I worked in and out of restaurants through Atlanta. I went to Le Cordon Bleu and in Atlanta.
Nice.
And then I just kind of trickled myself down to Panama City because I wanted to learn more like coastal cuisine. And, you know, we always vacationed here in Destin, and it was always fun. And I just loved the area. So I was like, well, if I'm going to learn how to cook fish and learn what fishermen actually do, this is where I need to go. And so I did, and I started learning that. And then that's when this place just became my home. I built relationships with different people, and all the people were great. And it just kind of went from there. So started in a mom and pop's restaurant, and now I'm here. I've worked all throughout the panhandle, but now I kind of just moved. Panama City Beach is my home for forever. I just love the area. I love the people. Lots of good chefs in the area.
Heck yeah.
We're starting to get more, which is great. We used to be more like a beach restaurant, you know, mango salsa on your blackened mahi-mahi, that kind of thing. And we're slowly getting away from that, which I think is great because we're slowly starting to go back to the roots of the panhandle food, the panhandle cuisine. You know, it's not just about blackened fish and mango. No one really ate that.
Right.
It was more of just really good fish straight off the boat with just herbs and some rice and just a squeeze of lemon. And we're getting there. And the chefs that are actually coming down here are realizing what's going on. So I started there, and now I'm here.
Nice. So I've been seeing a big transition, just to kind of play off what you're talking on here. I've seen a transition of more modern, I'm going to call it more modern traditional chefs emerging. So would you classify yourself in kind of that category? Or I guess what I'm trying to say is, what do you like to cook?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're definitely more modern. We take the modern techniques that, and the traditional techniques too. You know, instead of just putting a grouper and baking it in the oven, you know, we're sous vide-ing it, or we're poaching it in olive oil just to hold the flavors in and just do something different. But yeah, we still use our roots. We still have our basic roots to Southern cuisine here and coastal cuisine, but we definitely use modern techniques and, you know, French techniques, Italian, whatever we can. We try to give everybody a little bit different taste of what we can do here. And I think we're modern. We're definitely
now,
modern.
I'm not sure if we've actually said this yet or not, but we are actually sitting inside of Firefly right now. Chef Derek is the head chef here. Is it head chef or executive chef?
Executive chef, head chef. I'm just a chef, man.
I'm not sure what the heck you call it, but he is the top guy over here at Firefly in Panama City. So I definitely want to make sure that gets put out there so everybody knows, you know, who we're talking with here. Just to keep going, I know you're the chef, but you have a very good feel for what's going on in the restaurant as far as marketing and stuff goes. So can you tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing or what you focus on to get people into the door?
Yeah, right now we're focusing on Facebook, obviously. It's a great platform. You can send pictures, you know, videos of everything that you're doing in the restaurant. So we're focusing a lot on that. We also were part of the Chamber of Commerce in town. We make really great connections with all the great people a part of the Chamber of Commerce. They support us. We support them. So it's kind of like a big family in that aspect with that. And then we also, like, as a chef with the marketing, you know, we provide really good food, but we provide fresh, sustainable products. We try to keep it as sustainable as possible. I don't want to use fish that comes from Asia, per se, since we're right here on the Gulf. It just doesn't make sense. So our quality of food is also a good marketing tool for us because more people are getting into the sustainable products, the local, the farm-to-table, slow food movement, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
Where we have a lot of that. And if people know that if they want fresh food, it's something that's local, they can come to us. I'm not saying we use only local food, but we do try to. If we can use something from Maine, so halibut from Maine, we'll get that. But we make sure it's flown down. We make sure it's fresh. I make sure that the fishermen are sustainable. You know, these long lines that they put out, I try not to get anything like that. But
okay.
We want it. If we get a salmon from Alaska, I want to make sure it's caught by net, nothing farm-raised or anything like that. You know, we used to use those kind of products, but then now we don't. We don't use that anymore. We only use products that are wild. I just don't think that we can live off these farm things. We don't know what's put into the animals or anything like that. So we use that as a marketing tool as well. And we're going to start getting more into the Instagram thing because just being able to post a picture of what you're doing. If I get a fresh fish in, I could post a video of us cutting the fish, showing where it comes from. Then people actually get to see inside of our kitchen and see what's going on. They don't see just the fish on the plate. They see a whole process. So that's something that we're trying to dive into a lot more too.
Heck yeah. Now, playing off that, I've been seeing a big movement towards people buying experiences instead of things. I can't remember who I was talking to. It might have been Chris from Bose, and he was like, man, there's a reason McDonald's has $10 burgers right now, because people will pay for it.
Yeah.
And they want that experience.
Yeah, we use the stories, honestly. Chris is one of my best friends, and I've got to know him over the years, but we have the same philosophy and the same thinking. We're both in this town forever, and we're just trying to make it as best as we can and trying to get the people who come in vacation here to know that we're not just a vacation destination. We actually have people that live here all year round. But he's exactly right. We have experiences that we're trying to give out to someone. Whether we're using – if we use a pork, if we use pig, we want the pig to come from a specific farm. I want to know what the farmer's deal is. I want to make sure that they're taking care of their animals. Same with all our steaks in-house. We get them from Atlanta, but I make sure that the farms are sustainable as possible and making sure that we know that those animals are taken care of, because we don't want an animal to be in a feed lot and just on concrete the whole time. We want to make sure that they're in the pasture, actually happy cows, You can taste it in the quality.
Absolutely, you can taste it in the meat.
And the same way with the fish. You know, we want to make sure that our fishermen are as local as possible. Sometimes if they're not catching grouper right here near us, we'll have to outsource it from Louisiana, Texas, or whatnot. But I don't want to go towards the Mexican area just because we want to put all our money into American pockets, you know.
Right.
And we want to make sure that we know the farm or the fishermen as well. So, you know, I work with a lot of local farmers here too. We have a farm out in Louisiana that we work with, and they come and deliver to us. And then I use Robert Wheeler out of Chipley. He's a certified organic farmer. He kind of just, he shows up. He actually called me 10 minutes ago. So I need to call him back, but he calls me and say, "Hey, Derek, I'm coming. This is what I have for you. Do you want it?" And obviously I take it all because it's Robert. He does great. You know, he talks to his vegetables. He just does such a good job.
There's something to be said about that.
Oh, it's awesome. And he's excited. And as a chef, if I see excitement from the farmer, what he's given me, I know it's good. I know he's been taking care of it. Mm-hmm. And we have to get back to that. So that's a big part of our marketing as well. It's like we use these local sustainable products, and you want a good food, that's what you come to me for.
Yeah. So not only are you getting good food, but you're getting good food that's local, that's been sourced local, that's been grown right or raised right, and it's taken care of, and you can track it basically from farm to table.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I can – anything in our walk-in, I can tell you where it comes from. There's nothing that I can't.
That's awesome.
Just because I want to be able to have that story. If my family's coming to have dinner here, I want them to have the products that I want them to have, and local is the best way. I don't want it to sit in a warehouse in California and be shipped over here. Yeah, we'll have asparagus, that kind of thing sometimes, but that's just when we can't get anything else. But I still want to make sure that it's California asparagus,
right?
You know, and we use organic produce as much as possible. And some of the produce companies have realized that, and so they're selling us these sustainable products that are Florida fresh,
right?
That's the kind of experience that we're trying to get. And anybody can feed your belly. If you want to go to get your belly fed, you know, go to McDonald's.
Right.
It's cheap, like Chris said. But here, as you walk through the dining room, walk through the door, you'll see the bar. You'll see everybody laughing and having a good time. And right when you walk into the main dining room with a tree, that's the kind of ambiance. When you know you're here for an experience, you know?
Right?
And it's like, don't spend 2 hours here. Spend 3 hours here. I spend four a lot of times. My wife and I would just sit here. We eat and we talk. We drink wine. We chat. Just have a great time. And then you get lost in the moment. You don't realize how long you've actually been in the restaurant, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's where we're at. Yeah, it's definitely – we're selling experiences, not just feeding bellies anymore.
I love it. So moving on a little bit, do you have any helpful tips do you have any helpful tips? But really, do you have any helpful tips for people looking to up their game in the restaurant business?
Yeah, be honest with your customer first and foremost. If you have a product and you're going to stand behind it, tell them what it is. You know, if you have, say, a pork from one of your local farmers, find out the farmer's name, give them the information. Don't buy commodity pork and try to sell it as a local product. You know, it's just, that's not cool.
Right.
You got to be honest and upfront. And I'd rather run out of something and tell the guests, you know, they weren't fishing it. We can't catch any right now. I don't want to give you an inferior product from somewhere else, a frozen product or whatever.
Right.
Because people can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And let people walk around in your kitchen. Keep it clean. Keep it tight. If people want to come back there and say hello, I'll invite them back.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if they want to come back and see what we got and see what we're doing, they can definitely do it. Just ask the server to get me, and I'll come talk to everybody.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it. I mean, like, I'm not just cook.
Right.
I like the experience, you know. I was fortunate enough to have that experience, so I think we should give it to everybody else.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What would you do different if you had it to do over again? Would you make any career change or choices different? Would you pick a different type of cooking? What would you have done different?
No, I wouldn't change a whole lot. I probably would have gotten to the kitchen, a nicer kitchen sooner. But you know, I'm 34 years old now, and being an executive chef, that's a pretty it's pretty good for me. I'm okay with that. A lot of chefs aren't fortunate enough to get that kind of title so quickly, but I cared and I pushed hard and I wanted to make sure that I cooked the best I could, so I progressed quicker. But yeah, you know, if you're young and you want to be a chef, you want to get into the business, you know, culinary school is always a great thing to do. It pushes the career even more. It helped me. But if you could go and just travel and have a place to just sleep at night and just work, just to get experience, work in great kitchens, you know, go to Birmingham, work with some of those guys, New York, whatever. Just take some time.
Go do it.
Yeah, just take time and live a little bit. And I think those experiences will be a little bit better for your guests as they come into the dining room, because then you can have more connection to what kind of food you're cooking and where you've traveled and with the guests that are sitting there too.
Nice.
So yeah, it's good.
All right, chef, it's down to my favorite question.
All right.
What do you like to do for fun, man?
Oh man, I'm a really lazy person. Like when I work hard, but my days off, man, I just spend time with the family. We go to St. Andrews State Park.
Yes.
Love that place.
Love St. Andrews State Park.
Yeah, it's great. We sit on the beach at the kiddie pool. We go scuba diving whenever we can. And fishing. That's about it.
Well, hey, that's what more can you ask for?
No, it's the Florida lifestyle.
Right? You're in Panama City Beach. Yeah, what else good. Are you going to do?
Nothing else. I'm good. You know, go-karts. Go-karts.
Gotta do go-karts. Gotta do it.
It's fun.
Well, all right, Chef, I want to thank you for your time. I recommend everybody come out here to Firefly. Check it out. Come say hi. Ask for Chef Derek. He'll come out.
Yeah, love to
speak with you. Give you a tour of the kitchen. So, again, thanks for your time, and I look forward to seeing what all you guys got in store for the year.
We're stoked. It's going to be great.
All right, thanks, man.
Appreciate it.